This is quite sobering news. T-Dub's nasty little three-way, which began last week, just got even hotter. They've zoomed in for an extreme close-up while the boardroom floor in Kingston is awash with fresh industry tantrum. I'm Logan from AutoExpert.com.au. New cars cheap. Australia only. Website. Card. On Saturday, I brought you the terribly sad news that both Tesla, the religion inspired by Space Karen himself, and Polestar, the pretend Swedish Chinese EV maker with a beautiful showroom right next to the Dunnies at the Chadstone Shopping Centre. Well, they've both withdrawn from the car industry's filthy little lobby group. They just pulled out, you know, just like that. Mission control, they said, we are go to decommence docking procedures. We're taking our vegetables and placing them in an entirely different cooler, is what they said, more or less. And now a third, somewhat more prominent car maker has completed the trifecta of tantrums that I'd all been waiting for. Have a guess. Which one? This report is sponsored by NordVPN. Get 4 extra months of Nord free now at nordvpn.com/AEJC. Cyber threats are very real and we are all exposed to them every day. But you absolutely do not have to be the next victim. You need countermeasures, and that's what NordVPN does in the background. You don't need to understand it, you just need the protection. Data encryption, hidden IP address, everything locked down, nice and secure. Go to nordvpn.com/AEJC now. Grab the 2-year plan at a massive discount, plus 4 extra months free and an additional surprise gift. I don't know what it is. Let me know if you sign up. nordvpn.com/AEJC. Link in the description. You subscribe, you download the app and you connect. One click later, your IP address is shielded and your online traffic is masked with NSA-level encryption across as many as 6 of your devices. Nord is, of course, the fastest VPN on the planet. And it costs only about as much as 1 cup of coffee every month to keep your data, your identity, and your devices secure. Your location will be masked, and this means you'll be able to access streaming and other services that might be blocked where you live. Plus, you can continue to watch your favourite content when you travel. You might even be able to score great deals on travel and accommodation, which are not offered at home. That kind of thing happens all the time. Go to nordvpn.com/AEJC now. Boost your online security and enjoy that discount plus those extra 4 months of free subscription time and that surprise gift. It's totally risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/AEJC. Link in the description. Thanks very much to Nord for sponsoring this report. So, the battery-powered duo of Space Karen and the fake Swedes, which, now that I think about it, is not an altogether terrible name for a thrash metal band. They had consecutive day tantrums just last week, and they told the car industry's dirty little lobby group in kindly to go fuck itself. But probably not in those words, let's face facts. The world would just be too impossibly perfect if that had actually happened. Imagine receiving a formal business letter composed just like that. Dear T-Dub, we write regretfully to inform you that henceforth the Federal Chamber of Automotive Industries can go fuck itself. Thus, you are dead to us. We will not piss on you if you catch fire after close of business today. But realistically, we would not urinate on ourselves if ablaze either, as it would be broadly ineffective given the nature of lithium-ion battery fires. Enjoy the week ahead. Warmest regards, Tesla Polestar. I would have a letter like that framed and I would hang it proudly in the green room if I had one. Like, I already have a whole wall full of fuck yous, many of them. quite heartfelt, I must say. Good thing I'm not here to make friends, huh? T-Dub, if you are new to the channel, is the titular head of the FCAI. Look it up, dude. Titular. Because I feel the world is generally too bleak and somber, I typically depict T-Dub on a mythical world tour of Fishwick with the Spice Girls. It just seems to fit. But clearly, the crushing workload of being a leading industry influence peddler hardly ever allows time for such abject frivolity. And certainly not this week, I suspect. Posh and scary, we'll just have to soldier on in the absence of the dubstep, as he is known behind the scenes. It's not going to please the fans, I know, but hey, needs must. It's going to be busy in Kingston. There's going to be meetings. Someone's going to have to order in the triangle sandwiches with the crusts cut off, and they'll need more lubricant, clearly. I am in possession of a leaked document that is hilarious, but which I cannot show you. For me, though, it's sufficiently compelling to detain you here and now. I have absolutely no doubt that it is authentic, and hilariously, it completes the coveted hat trick of FCAI fuck yous for March. And we're not even halfway through the month. We could be at a quartet or even more later on. Here's hoping. Who is departing, dude? Which car maker? Have a guess. Press pause now. I never thought I would say those words, but press pause now and write it in the comments. Now, if you said Toyota, you probably need to go and see someone like, I don't know, Charlie Teo, and ask about having your brainstem reconnected. Here's a hint about the correct answer. It starts with a V, and it ends with shithead. That's right. Volkswagen is leaving the room. The Antipodean arm of the global criminal emissions conspiracy. The RC sales office of the world champion emissions cheat is kind of two-thirds of the way out of the FCAI. They still want to appear in the sales figures, but otherwise, dude, it is a divorce. And it's not T-Dub. He loves their money. It's them. Dear delegates, Volkswagen Group Australia, VGA, withdraws from the FCAI's Policy Advisory Committee. VGA, Volkswagen, Audi, Skoda and Cupra speaks for itself on public and policy matters, including the new vehicle efficiency standard. VGA will continue to report sales through the currently available means. Best wishes to you all. That's a pretty classy fuck you, I have to say, and sent to a cast of thousands. Total thinks and says, dude. Hashtag respects. Thinks and says, such a vital life skill. Like, thinks, what the fuck are you doing home 2 days early? Darling, says, quick, get an ambulance. I can't keep doing CPR on Tiffany from the office here in the shower indefinitely. Thank God you're here. These tiles are killing me. It's called, ask me how I know, it's called neuroplasticity, dude. This dub-dub-t-dub lunchtime divorce thingo just goes to show you, doesn't it? How fucked up the car industry really is, like when you have a look under the hood, that the global leader in emissions cheating actually has a seat on the FCAI's Government Advisory Committee. Oh, correction, had a seat until like today at midday. Dude, what do you have to do to disqualify yourself as an organisation of insufficiently upright character representing the position of an industry to the chumps in charge at the National Monument, to the death of integrity in public frickin' life? Volkswagen helps industry advise government on responsible emissions policy. Dude, that is a gold medal winning headline in the Hypocrisy Olympics, is it not? You gotta ask yourself, Why all this posturing all of a sudden? Why these tantrums? Pretty soon the floor is going to be knee-deep in car company pacifiers. Surely resigning in this way is like pulling the pin on a frickin' grenade. It's something you only get to do once, and the consequence is you no longer get to represent your grubby little shitty car maker's position to the chief industry influence peddler. Just putting it out there, I think this is all about the money. Tesla, Polestar, and to a lesser extent, the criminal emissions cheats stand to rake in these big fat stacks of cash, don't they? In the forms of emissions credits, if Chris Bowen's election losing plan takes the blue pill and eventually gets itself up. We're talking tens of millions of dollars in credits, which losers like Ford, Isuzu, and Toyota will need to buy from the dummy spitters to avoid even more tens of millions in fines. Ford and Isuzu, in particular, are bent at the waist already and poised to accept the ceremonial barbed wire enema from the minister who doesn't want one. Pretty much all they sell these days is big, heavy, diesel-guzzling beasts. So cash under the table to Tesla, the fake Swedes, and the emissions cheats is going to be the lesser of two evils for them, at least as it impacts the bottom line. And Toyota, dude, don't let the hybrids fool you is all I can say on that. Toyota hates clean tech and needs to keep selling Land Cruisers and softcock Land Cruisers, correction, Prados, and of course, Hiluxes. So I think these strategic tantrums right now have much more to do with raking in fat stacks of credit cash than saving any planets anytime soon. It's highly unlikely to be green altruism, right, on the part of the tantrum trio. They're not interested in saving the world. They just want to make money. And this is a dead easy way to do it. Polestar would crawl over broken glass for money at this point. They are that strapped. And Tesla is addicted to emissions credits. They were the only thing keeping that joint afloat for years over in America. And Volkswagen, money from any source other than derived from a fair fight, is most attractive to them. It just seems to spend better. I don't know why. That's in the mission statement in the foyer in Wolfsburg. They might have plastered over it or something since Dieselgate, but if you look in, you know, the right light, you can still see it etched in stone. At least, that's what I heard. Chris Bowen, architect of this mad election-losing plan, okay? He's attempting to tell you that his plan, it's too kind a word in my view. It implies thought, like due consideration. He's saying imposing this de facto tax on cars is going to ease the cost of living pressure by saving Australians like you on fuel at the bowser. And I would call that epic misrepresentative bullshit. Pro tip, okay? Bowen's push to lose the next election is gonna probably mean the sale of slightly greater numbers of more fuel-efficient cars on average and slightly fewer inefficient vehicles, but slightly. However, Australians actually struggling to make ends meet will be completely unaffected by any of this bullshit for many years to come because to benefit from Bowen's BS, you need to buy a new car. And if you're doing it tough, like, dude, you can't afford one of those. If you are struggling to afford the fuel and buy the groceries and make the rent, you probably don't have 50 grand just lying around in a tin that you might use to buy a more fuel-efficient car. This is therefore disgraceful misrepresentation by, in particular, a Labour fucking government. This kind of emphatic dick move is more the kind of thing that I would typically expect from the likes of Starchy Voldemort, Leader of the Opposition, and Shadow Minister for the Sweet Embrace of Death.